Oh, this is weird, sad news. Raven, I'm going to need some funeral music, please.
Oh, I can do that.
Tana and Raven, this was in the news over the last couple days.
Johnson & Johnson saying that due to a product review resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic, they have decided to cut about 100 different products from their assessment, including all of their talc-based Johnson's Baby products.
Rest in peace, baby powder.
Peace out. What's wrong with baby powder?
Well, they're saying that it's not safe for you, but
okay.
Johnson & Johnson says that ain't true.
Really?
It just says that people in the United States and Canada don't use it. Only the U.S. and Canada can't get baby powder anymore. The rest of the world can get it because apparently we just don't use it anymore.
Wait a minute. Is this the only place where we have regulations, though? What do they say?
What's wrong
with baby powder?
I don't know. Bad for you.
Okay.
Arsenic.
Well, I would.
Asbestos. I don't actually have any idea.
I mean, if it's either one of those things, I know as a layman that both of those things are not good.
But when was the actual last time you used baby powder? Because I have never used baby powder on a baby that I've had.
Really?
It's,
it's been quite a while there. A lot of times, guys, that we use like Gold Bond, you know? Which is, by the way, if you make the leap one time from the baby powder to Gold Bond, prepare yourself because that's going to be an interesting day. It's tingly.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
no matter where you're using it.
The only time I buy baby powder is if we're going on vacation for my husband.
You gotta dry it out.
Because he says he needs it. Yeah, because it gets sweaty and damp. And I don't know what that means, and I don't ask questions.
Yeah, he's probably afraid of the Gold Bond. That's what's going on there.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, it gets humid, all right? And you got to make sure that things aren't humid.
I mean, I guess if you're chafing, like, the first time you wear shorts in the summer, and, like, you know, you walk, and all of a sudden you're
thing?
My thighs! And then you're like, wait a minute.
That's a thing?
I guess. Is it only for girls?
For a friend. Right.
I don't know.
The first time, I didn't know. You got to break in the thighs for the summer?
We asked. Yeah, you have to break in your thighs. That's a real thing. Wearing shorts. Yeah.
Okay.
We asked on our Facebook page last night. We said, when was the actual last time you used baby powder?
Yeah.
Out of curiosity. And Ruth says, a couple of hours ago. Yeah. She says, I get rashes, and it's the only thing that helps. Really?
Okay.
Let's see. Oh.
Must be the arsenic.
Yeah. Pepsi wrote, we use it in the summer after a day at the beach to get the sand off the kids. If the kids don't want to shower, that's what's available.
What?
Does that work?
After the beach, you got to shower, man. That's a thing.
Yeah, but getting sand off? There's like three other people that wrote the same thing.
I don't know if I believe that. It's like the mayonnaise on grilled cheese. I'm not sure whether or not that's a theory that actually works.
Oh, Rachel says always when wearing heels, and Diane says in smelly shoes. What? Wait a minute. Should we be sad about the fact that we're losing baby powder?
But if you put baby powder in the shoes, aren't you just going to slip right out of them?
I mean, it makes you so silky smooth.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you sad about the end of baby powder, or are you like me where you can't even remember the last time you used it? You can head to our Facebook page, search Ann on Raven. Let us know there. Aunt Becky's going to jail. Aunt Becky going to jail, if you missed it yesterday.
The big house is getting fuller.
You've been waiting all day to say that. I know you have.
Months, really. I mean, this has been dragging on and on.
Yeah, Tana and Raven, you almost forgot that before there was a pandemic, there was this college scandal thing going on. So finally,
now they're letting anybody into college, by the way.
Right. So that goes hand in hand with that.
Okay, tell me.
Some of the California universities are starting to say that they're not going to accept SATs and ACT scores anymore, which is massive. This is also breaking yesterday as this news broke. And I think it goes hand in hand because people are questioning how accurate are these tests that are being administered.
And the system itself. All right, Lori Loughlin, what's happening with her?
Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, they have been fighting it. Now, Felicity Huffman is one of the parents that were also included on this. She pled guilty a while ago. She did a short stint in jail. She's out and now, I guess, going back to living her actress life. But these two were fighting it because they faced like a decade behind
bars.
Yeah,
they had a lot more charges there. It was a lot more elaborate scam.
Yeah.
You know, there was the fake rowing pictures. You know, paying to get the kids into USC.
They paid basically to have their daughters
$500,000
accepted to USC.
Right?
So what are they facing now that they've randomly pled guilty out of nowhere?
The actress with 2 months in prison, $150,000 fine, and 100 hours of community service. Giannulli agreed to 5 months behind bars, a $250,000 fine, and 250 hours of community service.
Can I just say it? This is like Joe and Teresa here. Why does the guy always get more time?
Well, huh? Because he was caught on wiretap admitting to everything.
Oh, well, that's why.
That's why.
Well, don't be stupid, man. I mean, now you get more time.
A lot of people are asking, why now? And this is probably why, according to one of the attorneys.
I think the lawyers will probably successfully argue that there's a risk to her health in prison.
Right.
You can't. The COVID-19.
I said it. First thing.
What are we going to do? We can't put them in there.
Got to let her out, right? And that and overcrowding, they're letting plenty of people out, right?
Yeah. So I started thinking about it. I'm like, Aunt Becky has to be one of the most, like, iconic, lovable TV people of all time. You know? Like, everybody loves Aunt Becky.
Okay.
But what other really wholesome women have gone to jail? Okay? Ready?
I wouldn't call Teresa wholesome.
Teresa Giudice?
Yeah.
No. She's not on my list, Raven.
Give me the wholesome ones.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan, but she took a dark turn after she went to jail.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I mean,
imagine if Lori
Loughlin. Why let her out?
Imagine if Lori Loughlin comes out and now she's Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
they probably would look the same age.
Right.
Oh, no.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, I love Martha. You know what? Martha did it the best. She never snitched.
Right.
She never rolled, man.
She came out and Martha Stewart was cooler than when she went in.
She's so much cooler now than she ever was.
Remember
and
Winona Ryder?
She never
Ryder?
Snitched, man. She never rolled.
Winona Ryder. Remember she went to jail?
Yeah. I mean, just from the look of Winona, though, you knew that was going to happen sooner or later.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, she's a little lawbreaker.
Okay. If you could be in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Right. With Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky,
yeah.
Lindsay Lohan,
oh my gosh,
Martha Stewart,
yeah.
or Winona Ryder.
There's no question it's going to be Martha Stewart. No question. She's going to make crafts out of everything we get from commissary.
Right, she's going to know how to cook all that gross
food. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she's going to clean, but she'll tell me how to do it correctly.
And then we'll do it.
Yeah, no, she'd be a great roommate.
I agree.
That's all I need to know about you.
I got to show you a picture, Raven.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. That's all I need to know about you. You want to chime in early? 1-800-330-9999. You can just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
For truly riveting stuff, the great, great way to start an audio conversation is to be like, I got to show you a photo.
Look at this.
What do you got?
If you want to see this picture for yourself, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna on Raven, or Instagram, Anna on Raven.
Oh, man, bottle returns are back on. They're starting to take bottle returns now. This person's just clearing out their garage.
So,
yesterday
on the highway, I saw a car, and I kid you not, it had so many bags of cans shoved into it, strapped to the ceiling.
I mean, it's to the windows. Every inch of glass besides the windshield is blocked by these cans.
And I couldn't
stop
staring at her.
And there's some tied on top on the luggage rack.
And I'm looking at the woman who's driving. And she barely fits in the car because what you didn't do is zoom in, Raven.
Yeah.
They're all in the front seat with her.
Nice. Good.
And I'm like, what are you doing? That's
clearing
all I need
out
to
the
know
garage,
about you.
Man. I mean, people were throwing them back at her pad during quarantine time. And now she's got to clear out the garage. And I hear that they opened up like bottle return in the last 24 to 48 hours at a lot of grocery stores. They haven't been taking them.
Mm.
So now, I mean, there's like six bags in my garage right now.
Don't you recycle them?
Oh, yeah. No, but my wife takes those to the bottle return.
Oh.
It's like an extra coupon. Like, she loves the couponing thing, man.
Yeah.
And she goes in there, she'll be like, I got $10 back. I'll be like, we drink too much beer.
If you can't even see out your front windshield when you're driving on the highway because you have so many cans that need to be returned, that is all I need to know about you.
I get it. The stores are back open now, or some of them anyways, and my wife has gone out and made it her business to try and find a couple that are open because we need some stuff, but she also needs some retail therapy, right? So at this point, I'm spending my days overlooking the purchases she's making because some are good, but a lot of them are not good. They're questionable, you know? I'd be like, what are we going to do with this ridiculous piece of furniture or this rooster that you got made out of tin? This is just strange stuff.
Well, I've been buying a lot online of things that
I
would never normally.
I just feel like she needs
to
get it out of her system, you know?
Well, it's like when I bought my Fitboards.
Yeah.
Every time I see an infomercial for something, or normally I would just glance over it and pay zero attention.
Right.
All of a sudden now I'm like,
you're really interested. You're like, yep.
Wait a minute.
Be here
I can
on
buy
Wednesday.
A second one for $9.99.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Send me those Fitboards that I will never use in my entire life. If you've never seen any of these Fitboards, they were on Shark Tank. you just twist on them. You stand on them and you twist and it works your abs. But the truth is that you're never actually going to use it.
Yeah, yeah. You right. brought them in here. We used them for 30 seconds.
Right, that's
yeah.
it. That was
she
all.
Comes in chattering away after going to the store. It's like I haven't seen her this bright in like 2 months. It's like she's had like 5 cups of Cuban coffee. I just got to let her go with it right now.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
They aren't really journalists, but they can give you some local news. Three things you need to know today with Anna and Raven.
All right, three things. Let's start with number one. Birth rates in the United States have dropped for the fifth year in a row, reaching a new low for the past 35 years.
Oh, boy.
Once again, Americans are not having enough babies to replace the existing population.
I mean, is that the way to put it on? That sounds like pressure right there. You're not having enough babies?
Yeah, and there's a reason why.
How about you being responsible?
Yeah, here's a report from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
Definitely think that younger adults are more gun-shy when it comes to getting married today. Also, they're having more difficulty just kind of getting together. We're seeing also dating come down. Younger adults are spending more time on screens and less time socializing in person.
So, they're gun-shy. They're gun-shy on fornicating.
It's another thing that we can blame millennials for.
It just
you have ruined
ridiculous.
Procreation.
Right. But you might save Social Security. So thanks.
Yeah. They go on to say that the whole thing is like they're spending so much time on screens. They don't know how to socialize anymore. They don't know how to meet people. Dating is down. So then if you can't meet people, you can't have babies.
Well, maybe they're looking at it like, you know what? Not enough people are recycling, all right? I want to do my part for the planet. I'm not responsible enough to do this right now at this time. And frankly, pandemic is pretty scary, right? There's some people that would say, is it the time to bring a child into this world?
So they used to say, well, this is, you know, over the last year, not just the last few months.
Okay.
So remember, it was the average family was having 2.14 kids, which I always thought was strange. For
it's like a foot.
Kid,
it's like a foot and a shin, half a shin.
But now it's down to 1.76 kids. So that second kid is just missing their shoulders and head, I guess.
Right.
Right.
Maybe their left arm, one appendage.
Second thing you need to know today, stimulus checks have been saving the economy, some experts are saying. Here's James Bullard. He's a president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis.
I think the response has been quite good here, and we're doing the right thing, and all is actually going well so far. I'm hopeful that we'll have a good transition in the third quarter, and we'll get back to pretty close to normal by the fourth quarter.
I like when they're hopeful.
Who knew it, Anna? Free money did something.
Right.
Good.
So what are people spending all this money on? Well, Walmart CEO says they've seen massive sales in the do-it-yourself stuff. So bandanas, sewing machines.
Houseware stuff was wiped out, too.
Home office. Exercise equipment, games, exercise equipment. I have been looking for a pair of 8-pound and 10-pound dumbbells.
You can't find the weights anywhere. And I tell you what, bikes and bike helmets, we've been searching and searching because we bought bikes this Christmas. I bought bikes for us, and we haven't been able to get helmets until yesterday.
I've been calling all my gym friends, being like, yeah, you got an extra set of 10s. All I have at home are 5s and 15s.
Right.
The 5s, I don't work out
That's
anything.
It.
The 15s, I strain my neck.
Right.
Right.
Terrible.
And the third thing you need to know this morning, everyone's been talking about this. Lori Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, came out of nowhere, pled guilty to the college admission scandal where they basically paid and lied to get their daughters into the University of Southern California. After fighting for an entire year, why would they give up now?
I think the lawyers will probably successfully argue that there's a risk to her health in prison.
Right, because she got 2 months in
They're
jail.
Letting everybody else out.
Plus $150,000 in fines. He got 5 months in jail, $250,000 in fine. This seems like the right time to do it because it kind of might give them a pass when it comes to the actual jail time.
Even due to overcrowding out there in California, typically, I mean, you're looking at days instead of months. So, yeah, the timing's definitely it's smart.
And one of the things that goes hand in hand with this is University of California said yesterday they will get rid of SATs and ACTs for admissions, and that is going to be massive.
If they had just waited a couple of years, those kids could have got in anyways.
Well, let's not push it. Probably not. I saw this yesterday, and it made me kind of sick to my stomach, but I thought to myself, like, this is fake. This is fake news on Facebook.
Okay, what happened?
It's Anna and Raven. So if you haven't seen it yet, being shared a billion times yesterday is this image, and it says new CDC guidelines for reopening schools, right?
Okay. Does it show a small toddler maybe in a spacesuit?
No, it's kind of like somebody made it like on an amateur app. So that's why I didn't hold a lot of clout to it. I'm like, I don't know.
Immediately you think that's fake, right?
Yeah.
I get it.
And it was 14 things that are listed bullet points, and they were ridiculous. So I looked at it. And I shrugged it off. I go, this is one of those things that's getting shared and it's fake. Until I heard on the news last night this.
Considerations for Schools is a long write-up, but we went through claim by claim and found that almost every guideline on this viral list is included in the real CDC guidelines.
What?
We can verify. This viral list does show some of the new CDC guidelines for reopening schools.
Yeah.
What is that strange sound effect? Is that a guy with a squeaky chair?
I have no idea what he's doing in there.
Okay.
But anyway, some of these guidelines, anyone over the age of 2 at school has to wear masks. No sharing of any supplies, any belongings, anything.
I mean, how's that possible with kids, with crayons, with pencils, with all those different things?
Desks 6 feet apart? Okay, that's fine.
All right.
All facing the same way? Sure. Okay.
I mean, did you normally have kids that were facing the back of the classroom?
I don't understand.
Right.
Install sneeze guards and partitions? Like, what?
Where do you do that?
In between the things?
If the desks are 6 feet apart, how is that?
Wait, but this is what got me sad. No communal shared spaces, no cafeterias, no playgrounds. They eat lunch at their desks,
right.
And there's no playgrounds. They can't go outside and play.
Oh, this is fun. This is prison camp. That's good.
Oh, my gosh. Good. Only prepackaged boxes of food. No more cafeteria food.
Right,
what?
Right. One
no
half hour
trips.
Of yard time. They get a shower once a day, one bar of soap.
They get
Come
one
on.
6 foot box. They can roam around their box what as much
this?
As possible.
What is this?
The kids can't switch classes. They have to stay with the same instructor all day long.
Oh, okay. My gosh. That instructor is just going to want to escape.
Right. And if possible, daily health and temperature checks. This is just a few of the things on this 14 list.
Now, I got to be honest with you. Like the temperature checks and stuff, we heard from people in different areas that they had been doing that in other countries at schools for a long time. So that doesn't seem crazy to me.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, and the separation and stuff is good, but wow, what a list.
How about distance on school buses? Only one child per seat, and then you have to skip rows.
I mean, how does that even work? All right? We saw the airlines promise that, and that's just impossible. Like, how many buses? I mean, the bus drivers are going to be happy.
I'm sure they will.
There'll be a lot of work out there.
Yeah. I don't know. This I was like, and CDC also says, and this is like the abbreviated bullet point version. If you go to the CDC website, they posted this on Tuesday quietly without telling anybody. That's
right.
Why it got viral so quickly.
Okay.
And it's like 27,000 pages long. It like really goes into detail. And they say the governments can make up their own minds, but
right.
This is what they're advising.
So these are the recommendations. Right.
Uh-huh.
So it's like that nosy aunt that's always like, when are you going to bring a nice girl home? You don't have to actually answer to her. You just have to endure the nonsense that she says every time you come over.
But it is the CDC. I mean, imagine that you can't even share your fruit snacks with your neighbor.
Oh, man.
Can't even have one. Can I have one of your fruit snacks? Nope.
We have a box of Cheez-Its and different chips down the hall right now. And I was just thinking about going to get you a bag. And now I can't. So
you
I'm
can't
sorry.
Do it.
I'm sorry about that.
No. It came. The email came.
Oh, rejoice, everybody. Get happy.
It's Anna and Raven. I haven't wanted to talk about this because I feel like in light of all the terrible things that are happening, it's...
It seems petty and silly and all those things.
It does.
But like, you know what? That's what the world needs, right?
About, I would say, almost a year ago at this point, my family and I auditioned for Family Feud. And... You know, we did the best we could, and we had fun.
No. Don't downplay this. Anna and her family and friends came up with a plan of attack.
Family.
Right? There was themed outfits. There was different roles to play, characters within your group there. I mean, you analyzed this.
Oh.
You really had a cheat sheet for Family Feud.
Family Feud,
like, we are going to be effective at this. And then you auditioned, and you moved up.
If Family Feud had an AP exam,
right.
We were ready for it.
You were ready.
Yep. And we did it. We gave it our all. And we were selected as one of the families.
And then COVID, of course, shut down their season. And there was no filming going on. And you were waiting on your call. And you're thinking it would just be over the rest of your life.
We were supposed to go next month. We were supposed to go in June. We were supposed to go fly out to LA and we were going to film Steve Harvey, the whole thing. We're pumped.
Steve Harvey's going to be your best friend.
I hope so.
No, he's not going to be.
Oh.
No, he's just right after he'll take a quick photo with you and then you'll be off.
Right.
Probably. That's all right.
That's okay. So anyway, my cousin Angela, who's one of the people in my group, it's me, my husband, my cousin Angela, her husband, and my sister Laura. And we auditioned, we got through, and we thought everything was going to be fine. COVID came, ruined it. She says to me the other day, she goes, you got to email them and ask what's going to happen.
I mean, how do you call and ask and follow up? Excuse me, Mr. Producer. I know that you're working from your 200-square-foot apartment right now and having Zoom meetings and trying to retain your job. But what's going on with my filming?
Does the Zapp family still get to go to L.A.?
Right. Is Steve Harvey wondering what's going on with the Zapp family? We got to get him in here.
So I said to her, I go, if I don't hear anything by next week after Memorial Day, I go, I'll send an email.
Okay.
And I'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Because I'm the head person, like the one that...
You're the contact.
The contact.
Right.
So I get this email last night. Hello, family. As the country begins to figure out the quote-unquote new normal, we want to reach out to our families and check in. COVID-19 has touched the lives of everyone in the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right, right. Get to the part where they talk about whether or not you're coming back.
In regards to Family Feud, we're talking about how and when we will come back. Obviously, things can and probably will change between now and the time we do come back, but our goal is to get everybody back in the studio taping the first week of August through the end of October.
Oh, my gosh! Yay! Which means that if they're talking to you, you're coming back!
Right, so they sent me a whole bunch of dates in August, September, and October, and we have to send which ones we would be down
Correct
for.
Correct answer!
All of them!
Right. Any day, any time.
Tell me
wherever you need me to go, and I will be there.
The truth of the matter is I forwarded this to our boss because we have to get cleared to take vacation.
You were like, this is happening.
I was like, listen. I go, tell me right now if there's any of these dates that you're not going to let me go. I feel like asking my dad for permission. You know,
you've been here every day, man. You just go, you know what? I'm non-essential that day, pal. I'm out of here.
Coming October 15th, I am no longer essential that day. So keep your fingers crossed for us. Now we reply and we just hope that they can fly us out.
Well, good luck.
Yay!
Good luck.
Final answer. One of my friends is a contractor. He specializes in pool installations. And he said that he's been slammed with phone calls asking how fast he can install a pool.
Right, of course.
Stand on Raven. Here's the thing. Pool sales have doubled on Amazon from last year. Mini Dip, trendy inflatable pool company for adults. Here's the CEO talking about how busy they've been.
Unprecedented demand completely shocked us. Last year, 2019, our busiest day was June 1st. This year is April 27th, and it was a 1,500% increase in sales in that one day.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. People are getting paid, man. It's the time of the inflatable pool right now.
But the thing, so two of my girlfriends who are very close to me, both of them started talking about this 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we're getting inflatable pools. We're getting, and what we...
I hope they ordered them then, man.
They did.
They are going
they
up.
They got them. They're like sitting in the boxes.
Nice.
We started calling them garbage bags for your backyard because that's basically what they look like. I went to Target and bought the $7.99 like plastic, you know, 5 foot ring one.
Yes.
I'm like, this is good.
You were going to cut your shin, man. The baby can't get in and out of those things. Those things are terrible.
My puppy won't even do it. We washed the dog in it already. Now it's going to also now the baby's pool.
Right.
But they bought like the bigger ones. My cousin Angela bought like a 15 foot one. Danielle got like a 30 foot one. These things, you just pop them up in your backyard. If that thing springs a leak, you're going to flood your house. It's going to go away like the Ark.
I'm walking through the store the other day, and I saw they had one that on one side, it was one of those ones where you can swim, mm-hmm. where like it turns on jets and you can swim. And the other side was a hot tub, and it was all inflatable.
Yeah.
It was massive. It was $1,000.
And then, of course,
people need it, man, the backyard oasis this year.
And also, if you belong to a lot of the clubs that have the pools, like nobody has anything
out yet.
They're not
open. They don't know what the plan is going to be. Right.
So if you end up, they don't open until, say, the middle of July, which is at probably the earliest they could do it, maybe, then then what? You've already missed a whole month and a half of pool time.
And temperatures expected to be in the upper 80s next week.
I'm on Amazon right now. So I'm like, you know, of course me. I'm like,
you got to check it out.
Let me see.
All right.
Maybe I'll get one a little while. You know,
I've seen old people doing this with the two-person spa thing in their RV for years and years, but now they're much more elaborate. So what are you looking at?
There's none left.
No.
No.
Oh, they'll ship it.
Yeah, they're gonna ship it.
Are they offering hand sanitizer with the shipment when it comes in?
It's like first shipping delivery day, October 13th. I don't think that's going to be helpful.
It's not going to work for me right now.
Maybe for next year,
I guess. I don't know if they're garbage anymore. I mean, I think the people that are making these things are making stuff for space, too.
Yeah, they look. Some of them look pretty legit.
Right.
I'm going to go test out my cousins and my best friends first. And then we'll make a decision, and then I'll order it for October.
The other thing is, too, is I know that you've got some rough patches in the lawn, right? So you could just put this thing right over the rough patch. The rest of the lawn will look awesome.
I mean, this is asking for a flood in my yard.
This
That's
could
what
be
it
a
is.
Permanent inflatable thing that you have every summer from now on.
I don't know.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this week.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I got a text message and I had to say, you don't know the pain of what it's like to live with Raven, because somebody said, Raven's wife, Alicia, always complains about everything he does. Is she ever happy with him?
Wow.
And I was like, well, like, yes, there's plenty of times, but you got to know the real Raven too sometimes.
Right. Like, I wonder what it's like to live with her husband.
Right. Yeah.
It's funny when the lights are turned on, right, and the camera is right on something. We only see what we want sometimes. But I think I've done a pretty good job this week. I think I've been pretty good.
Yeah, you've done... It's
done
all right.
So, how's Raven been behaving as a husband? Let me ask that question.
He's been decent. I mean, there's
would it kill you to say really good or pretty good? I mean, I think I've been pretty good.
Am I great? I mean, is anybody perfect? Nobody's perfect. I mean, I'm not perfect. Have I been great this week? No, I had my quarantine meltdown this past week. I've been a complete mess. So he's been good. He handled that well. He mowed the lawn, which I usually do, and I was like, oh, God, you know, don't run over the fence. Don't screw it up. Don't cut it too short.
I've done these things.
And I came home, Anna, mm-hmm. and the grass looked better than when I cut it, and I was so mad.
She was mad because that was the same time as the meltdown. And then she came back and saw how victorious I was, and she didn't take that well. But again, I didn't ask for praise. It just looked good.
It looked great. Looks better than when I do it. I don't know how that happened because he just, you know, used to knock down our fence every time he mowed the lawn.
That's true. He knocked it down like four times.
Twice. Thank you very much. I drove through it twice and
it
only came down once. The first time it just spread open. The second time it came down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So he did a great job. I just was like, wow. I mean, you do it once in 2 years and look.
Well, it's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Yeah, but you can't fail a student for jealousy. Like, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I was totally jealous. I was totally jealous. Not going to lie.
And Raven said that you blamed me that he had to come in for work when the water thing happened. Listen, I don't pay his paycheck.
I didn't blame you. It just was, you know, it's not the first time I was left, you know, getting woken up at 4 a.m. saying, hey, babe, we don't have any water. Bye, I'm leaving. Good luck to you.
Right.
You got to get up and feed two dogs. I mean, I can't even imagine if there was a kid in that mix, too. Like, I would just leave. But you can't go anywhere. So that's the problem. Like, everybody's like, well, you can come here and shower. Can I, though? Like,
but you don't even need to shower. There's plenty of days where I don't shower. But because you're home and it doesn't really matter. No one sees you anyway. Like, you know, I tell my daughter we have to brush our teeth twice a day every day. And it's the truth. We do it. But I only do it because I'm a mom and I have to set a good example.
That's nasty. Well, Alicia can't live like that. She was flushing toilets with pool water.
What?
She was carrying 5 gallon buckets in the house.
It was 2 days without water and I couldn't take. I'm like, what are we supposed to do? Like, you can't go down the street and use the bathroom at the store because nothing's open. So he's like, well, we just, you know, we can't flush them. We'll flush them when it gets fixed. And I'm like, this is disgusting. I went in the bathroom the other morning and was like, no, I got to Google this and figure out how to flush this toilet. And I did. I dunked a 5 gallon bucket into the pool. You know how heavy those are when they're full of water? Yeah. Oh, my God. Carried it upstairs, poured it in the back of the tank, and got myself a flush.
Everybody knows to do that, Raven. How come you didn't tell her to do that?
I go down the front typically, but when they're full of other things, not a good idea. Let me just tell you.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week?
He's going to get a B, Anna. He'd have an A if he didn't leave me to go be with you when we had no water.
Wait, hold on. Let's clarify.
No. I'll leave right there.
Yeah, just right.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to leave it like that.
Right.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their problem is, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Brad and Tiffany. Brad, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
We have these neighbors that they have, like, the pool, you know, in the neighborhood. We suspect that they've left to go to their summer home, kind of avoid the whole quarantine and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so our boy's about to graduate. It's Memorial Day weekend coming up. We've got some folks that are, you know, close to us that are going to come by, just a small crowd. So I'm thinking, you know, why don't we just hop the fence? Pool's right next door. They're not going to care. Like, they can care less. They don't even use that pool.
Right. Ownership's got nothing to do with deserving. These people, it's like you and this pool are ready for party destiny.
Let's turn this thing into a pool party. She went ballistic.
Boo!
Tiffany, you don't support your adult husband convincing your 17-year-old son who's graduating high school and any other children you have to illegally jump a fence to the neighbor's pool?
Be a man, boy.
You have a problem with that? I can't imagine why.
I mean,
right?
I don't understand why that would be an issue at all. I mean,
can no one have fun here?
Cops, arrested, jail, that should be fine, right?
I mean, Brad, aren't you afraid? Like, you're going to get caught? You're going to get in trouble? I don't understand.
You run, of course.
We used to do this stuff all the time when I was a kid, man. We were the pool hoppers. We had a crew of
guys.
As a kid, he's still a kid, and he needs to learn how to let it loose and have fun. And these kids, all they do is sit around and TikTok, and let's let him spread his legs out like a stag, you know, like a stallion.
Pool hopping posse, yeah. Leading the pack.
Let him go out there and experience life.
And jump the fence and jump into your neighbor's pool. That's how he's gonna expand his wings.
Oh my God, man.
How do you know there's not cameras?
Yeah, do you do any preliminary surveillance? Check the place out?
Yeah, what, do you think it's like some kind of CIA trap that they're going to set up at the pool, like a sting?
For a home.
A CIA sting at the pool?
I'm just a regular paranoid American, and I have 5 cameras.
All right, what we'll do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Brad. You got to live a little bit. It's some fun you can have. Your son will never forget it, and that'll be the end of it. But Tiffany, they may say your side, too, that you're acting like a child, Brad, and all you're doing is putting yourself in jeopardy and your child's future in jeopardy by getting arrested. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Great. Give us a call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Brad and Tiffany are having a disagreement this morning. Because, Brad, this week on Memorial Day, the neighbors have been gone for a while. They kind of have fled after COVID-19 broke out. They haven't been home in weeks. They have a great pool. He says, this is what we're going to do. Our graduating son, we're going to jump the fence this weekend and we're going to go swim in their pool.
Right.
And his wife, Tiffany, not on board with that. Can't imagine why.
So these are group activities, all right? Back in the day, there was a time where people were wild and free, Anna. And they didn't care about the restrictions of zoning or fences or surveillance or anything. They didn't care about any of that stuff. They cared about getting wet when they were hot. And that's what this man cares about.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side. I grew up doing that kind of stuff, so I say go for it.
You know, in my neighborhood, we used to have condos all over the place, Anna, right? We would have different complexes, so it was easy. You could hop the different fences. I mean, we would hit 4 or 5 in a night if we wanted to, and you could be there for hours and nobody cared. Yeah. Of course, this was before Ring cameras.
And did you do that? And I think condo complexes are a little different than your neighbor's pool where you're trespassing. I mean, would you do that with your mom?
I tell you right now, you know I have a pool. If I see somebody do it in my pool, there'll be hell to pay.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Brad has this idea that because his son has got kind of the short end of the stick, he's graduating this year, they would do something really memorable this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to jump the fence and jump in the pool, the neighbor's pool, because the neighbors haven't been there in weeks.
Listen, the neighbors have fled, pandemic reasons, right? And we all know that no rules apply anymore. So why not? Why not harken back to the day when you used to be able to live out there wild and fancy free? I mean, who knows if they're even going to wear bathing suits?
Because it's trespassing, it's illegal, and his wife, Tiffany, mom, says this is the most ridiculous idea you've ever had.
Killjoy.
Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999.
I'm on the side that no, you cannot trespass on somebody's property. Absolutely not. That's a liability. If anything happened to that person in that backyard, there's going to be a major lawsuit.
And I'm also concerned about my shrubs. I've done a lot of work. A lot of work on this yard. I can't have anybody stepping on my shrubs.
Yeah, but here's the thing. But Raven, I think it's fine to do it, except if somebody does it to your pool, then it's a problem.
Well, she's absolutely correct. Liability is a huge issue, right?
Yeah.
If somebody gets hurt, you're going to be the one paying for it. You weren't even there.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side. I don't think that they should go in the pool, like hop the fence and everything. You can get in trouble, like with, you know, if they have a camera or maybe like another neighbor has their number and could call them and say like, hey, there's someone in your pool.
You don't know who they're friends with in the neighborhood. They could have somebody watching the house. They don't know that.
That goes both ways, man.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Because if her kid did it on his own, you could kind of be forgiving for the fun aspect. These are your neighbors, and you need to be considerate. You're going to live next to them for the rest of your life, too, if they don't press charges. Just ask them. Just ask them if they can use it, and I'm sure they'll say yes if they're that cool. Otherwise, stay out of their pool.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brad, our audience agreed with your wife, Tiffany. You are the adult here, and you have to set a good example, and that is not a good example, and all it's doing is putting you at risk of being arrested.
It feels more like a ticket as long as we're outside of the shed.
Man, I mean, what kind of world? This is like the fuddy-duddy world. Mm. Oh, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know,
yeah,
you're jaywalking. You're jaywalking. You're going to get, you know, someone's going to tackle you and tase you.
It would be fantastic if literally every one of these things were to come true during your son's party in your neighbor's backyard next to their pool.
Let your hair down a little bit.
Yeah, I have to rein him in many, many, many times.
All right,
is what it is.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Anna and Raven, who's this?
Diana.
Hey, Diana, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Diana.
Okay. All right, so his win streak right now is 15 in a row. I would really love for him to lose today to go into the long weekend with a loss.
I would love that, too. Yeah.
If you can do it, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as fast as you can. I bring them back in. I ask them the same questions. All you got to do is get more right than he gets. But if it's a tie, it still goes to him for the win. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Number one, Snoop Dogg posted a video of himself listening to Frozen's Let It Go. Who voices Elsa in the movie Frozen?
Anna Kendrick.
Number two, Jay-Z recently shared his mid-year playlist of all his favorite songs so far this year. What is Jay-Z's real birth name?
Jane.
Number three, the NFL could be adjusting their helmets to include N95 surgical material in order to keep their players safer next season. What team won the last Super Bowl?
I'm not a sports fan, so I'll say the Redskins?
That's okay. You're doing good, Diana. That's all we can ask. Number four, Google just released the results of its annual study on the most common how do you spell searches in every state. Quarantine is the top search in most states. How do you spell quarantine?
Q-U-A-R-T-I-N-E.
Number five, this week, Ultimate Tag premiered on Fox. The show is hosted by JJ, TJ, and Derek Watt. What professional sports do these three brothers play?
Tennis. I did horrible today. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Diana. Diana, it's like you were trying to let Raven win.
How'd she do?
I wasn't trying.
Listen, we appreciate it. All we want you to do is play and have a good time, so it's fine. But Diana did
get
it.
Did you say something nasty to her? Now you're apologizing.
Oh,
what happened?
I said it's like you were trying to let Raven win today.
How many did she get?
None.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I was actually out in the hallway a little bit nervous. I haven't read anything today. Here we go.
Number one, Snoop Dogg posted a video of himself listening to Frozen's Let It Go.
Right.
Who voices Elsa in the movie Frozen?
Adina Menzel. Is that what it is?
It's Idina Menzel, yes.
Yeah. Woo!
Number two, Jay-Z recently shared his mid-year playlist of all his favorite songs so far this year. What is Jay-Z's real birth name?
Sean Carter.
Yes. Number three, the NFL could be adjusting their helmets to include N95 surgical material in order to keep their players safer next season.
Okay.
What team won last year's Super Bowl?
Was the Chiefs.
That is correct. Number four, Google just released the results of its annual study on the most common how do you spell searches in every state.
Okay.
Quarantine was a top search in most states.
Ooh.
Spell quarantine.
Quarantine.
That is correct.
Woo!
And number five, this week, Ultimate Tag premiered on Fox. The show is hosted by JJ, TJ, and Derek Watts. What professional sport do these three brothers play?
They play in the NFL. They're football players.
That's right. I'm sorry, Diana. He beat you 5-0 this morning.
Woo! I'm sorry. Better luck next time.
That's okay, Raven. I'll give you the credit. That's all right. You did a great job today, Raven. Diana and I can't beat Raven.
But we're going to hook you up with an Anna on Raven t-shirt, okay? Hold on the line.
Sweet.
Awesome.
We'll have another shot for you to beat Raven coming up on Tuesday morning. We'll give you the cheat sheet coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's the first 2 answers to Tuesday's 5 pop culture questions.